This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. King Soopers has filed a lawsuit against the union responsible for organizing the strike of thousands of workers. The Kroger-owned grocery chain says the union is unlawfully forcing them to enter into a bargaining agreement with out-of-state unions in Washington and California. King Soopers workers went on strike at 77 stores across the state last week. They're demanding better staffing and lower prices. Funding caps announced late Friday by the Trump administration could cripple medical research in Colorado. Now, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has joined 21 other attorneys generals in a state lawsuit challenging the cuts. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The National Institutes of Health said cuts to research institutions would limit indirect funding of research projects to 15%. That money pays for research infrastructure like maintaining labs, securing data, and daily operations. Todd Solomon is the University of Colorado's president.
When we look system-wide, we think the impact based upon last year's numbers would be just over $85 million per year for the CU system, with the largest part of that impacting CU Anschutz, which is our medical campus.
The White House says the caps are part of its plan to cut government size and scope. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Many residents of the Front Range will wake up to temperatures in the single digits tomorrow after a cold front moves through this afternoon. Temperatures from Castle Rock to the Wyoming border will drop to 9 degrees with snow, according to the National Weather Service. 2 to 6 inches of snow is forecast, with a low on Wednesday of 4 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.